You are now listening to Jess is Lit on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Jess is Lit. I hope everyone is doing a good time, having a good time. The weather got a bit gloomy and rainy. It was okay in the morning, but I hope everyone is staying dry out there and warm. It's funny, the weather just goes back and forth, hey? I mean, it was really nice for a couple days, and then now it's going to rain, and then the weather also says it's going to rain tomorrow, I think. So be prepared for the weather, and yeah, how's everyone doing? For me, school's going okay. I just have a lot of stuff to do. They all seem to be due at the same time, which is weird, but you know, just got to keep the grind up. And I hope everyone, all the students out there who are listening, I hope you guys grind until you finish. We only have a little bit left until the semester's over, and so you guys all got this. Today's episode's gonna be fun. We're just gonna again delve into some songs on literature. Found many songs when I was prepping for the show, and a lot were new, or I think most of them were new, except for a few that delved into some literature and were inspired by literature. And so I figured it was going to be fun to add those in. I'm not sure how many songs we will get through today, but stay tuned in for some songs. And before we get started, I think it's going to be good if we start off with some PSAs, ads, and some show promos at the very beginning, so we don't really, I guess, ruin the groove from the songs. And so before we get right into all the songs that I have chosen for today, here are some PSAs, some ads, and some show promos. So we will be right back.
The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back, June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalists Witch, renowned soundscape composer Laurel Halo, British electronic producer Forest Swords, eminent post-punk three-piece Wombo, Philadelphia hardcore punk group Soul Glow, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
Turn your radio to the CITR 101.9 FM on a Tuesday, specifically at 1 p.m. or 11 p.m. for saxophone Hello Primiti or saxophone La Nuit. Hosted by moi, accompanied with the improvisationalists, saxophonists, composers, and musicians of our great era since the 70s. Featuring artists such as Anthony Braxton, Albert Ailey, Solange, Ghostface Killah, Ornette Coleman, Sunny Ryan.
Yeah.
That's 1 p.m. or 11 p.m. on a Tuesday to listen to saxophone a la Primiti or saxophone la nuit.
Doxa Documentary Film Festival returns May 2nd to 12th, 2024. Audiences of all ages are invited to 10 days of curiosity and critical thought in film. For 22 years, Doxa continues to present both short and feature films from across Canada and the globe, representing some of the best in documentary cinema. This year, Doxa is once again returning to local theaters in Vancouver and will feature live discussions, workshops, and other industry networking events with filmmakers. Visit doxafestival.ca for tickets, and we hope to see you there.
Welcome. Anansi Joaquin.
Do tanse. Ichuao. Iswayao.
Ahlo sahla.
I'm at Skype.
Bienvenido.
Una ti.
Yek tunal. Tah tai tan.
You are invited to volunteer for Spicesisim Garden. Get away from the rat race. Get back to the land. Heal. Reconnect with yourself. Touch grass. Find a quiet place among the plants and find a quiet place inside yourself. Check us out on Facebook at Indigenous Garden UBC Farm or visit the Swissessism Indigenous Garden located at UBC Farm just off of Ross Road.
Welcome back to Jess is Lit. Those were some PSAs, some ads, and some show promos. So let's get right to it. The first song that we have today is called You're Gonna Go Far, Kid, by The Offspring. Now, a little bit of context before I play this song. The Offspring, they're punk rockers from sunny California back in the 80s. And I don't know if you guys know them, but they are known for their catchy tunes like Pretty Fly for a White Guy and Hit That. But I didn't know this, but they also dabbled in some serious literary concepts. And this song, for instance, they actually took inspiration from a classic novel I'm sure many of you guys have heard, Lord of the Flies by William Golding. Now, on the surface, it's basically about a bunch of kids stranded on an island, but if you dig deeper and analyze and think deeper in relation to the book, you'll find that it's all about the struggles of power, deception, and how the mob mentality kicks in when survival's on the line. And so in 2008, fast forward, The Offspring dropped You're Gonna Go Far, Kid, and they weaved in some heavy themes from Lord of the Flies into their lyrics. And so if you listen carefully, you will hear some lyrics that resonate to you in relation to the book. And so, this book, although it seems very punky, rocky, took into consideration of the literary classic Lord of the Flies. So without further ado, here is You're Gonna Go Far, Kid by The Offspring.
Show me how to lie, you're getting better all the time and turning all against one is an art that's hard to teach. Another clever word sets off an unsuspecting hurt, and as you step back in the line, a mob jumps to their feet. Now dance, good dance, man.
Between the eyes, hit 'em right between the eyes.
sight, so play it out. I'm wide awake, entertain about me. There's something in your way, and now someone is gonna pay. And if you can't get what you want, well, it's all because of me. Now dance, but dance, man, I never had a chance. And no one even knew it was really only you. And now you lead the way. Show the light of day. Nice work you did. You're gonna go fuck it. With a thousand lies and a good disguise. Hit them right between the eyes. Hit them right between the eyes. When you walk away, nothing would I say. See the lightning in your eyes. See you running for their lives. Now dance, good dance. He never had a chance. And no one even knew it was really only you. So dance, good dance. I never had a chance. It was really only you. With a thousand lies and a good disguise. Hit him right between the eyes. Hit him right between the eyes. When you walk away, nothing more to say. See the lightning in your eyes. See you running above the lullabies. Lord of the flies. Hit him right between the eyes. Hit him right between the eyes. When you walk away, nothing more to say. See the lightning in your eyes. See you running.
Now that was You're Gonna Go Far Kid by The Offspring. Funky song. I really like the song as well. But I'm not sure if you guys caught on with the lyrics. If you guys did, that's cool. But, you know, in their lyrics, if I were to give an example, it goes another clever word sets off an unexpected herd. Goes on to say the mob jumps to their feet. Yeah, that's straight from the song. I mean, I'm sure they're not spelling out the scenario of the island that occurs in the book, but the essence is there, and it's all about power, survival, and the dark side of the human nature. And so, yeah, for those of you who thought that rock wasn't that deep, well, here it is. It's really deep. The second song for today is called Ramble On by Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin's known for their, I guess, rockness and their, I guess, cool persona. And their heavy metal, not necessarily heavy metal, but just their rock nature. But I also did not know this, but they're also huge fans of J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings. And so Led Zeppelin, the London band, has sneaked in plenty of the Middle Earth references into their tunes, and Ramble On, their 1969 hit, consisted of lots of references of the Lord of the Rings scenes. And so without further ado, let's give this one a go. This is Ramble On by Led Zeppelin.
With it came, and it's heading my way.
Now, that was Ramble On by Led Zeppelin. Always a classic. One of my favorite rock bands. And so, yeah, the third song for today is called White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane. And surprisingly, it is influenced by the movie and the book Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. But yeah, Jefferson Airplane. One of the psychedelic pioneers from the swinging 60s. And as you all know or not have known, they weren't just about music. They were all about sticking it to the man and embracing the trippy, quote-unquote, vibes. Now, they were jamming to the wonders of Lewis Carroll's Alice's Adventures in Wonderland and in their iconic 1967 track White Rabbit. They take us, or take all of us, on a journey down the rabbit hole where pills, quote-unquote, make you grow and shrink, and hookah-smoking caterpillars are the norm. It's a trip inspired by Carroll's classic tale, mixed in with a hefty dose of Grace Slick's own LSD experiences. And so, that's obviously not in the original book, but it's one of the most classic remixes of a musical trip down the rabbit hole. And so let's check this song out. This song is White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane.
Pill makes you small, and the ones that
That was White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane. Always a classic, one of my favorite songs from Jeffrey Airplane, and it definitely gives you that trippy, I guess, mushroom vibe, fit for their type of era. They were always advocating for a more free life without any thoughts and just going with the vibe sort of life. And so, great song. Our fourth song today is called Who Wrote Holden Caulfield by Green Day. And this song is influenced by The Catcher in the Rye. But before we play it, let's talk about Green Day. They're known to be kings of angsty rock. And these guys basically invented the term. And they were all about singing about shattered dreams, rocking dark attire, and sporting some serious black eyeliner, which matches the angsty vibes. Now, why don't you guys try and imagine Holden Caulfield, literature's ultimate angsty teen, from The Catcher in the Rye? If this person was a real person, in my opinion, he definitely would vibe with Green Day, no doubt about it. And also, back in 1991, the band even dedicated a whole song to him, which isn't surprising, but kind of surprising at the same time. And this song, Who Wrote Holy Caulfield, it's a tune that, in a sense, captures the frustration and disillusionment of a guy who just can't seem to catch a break. And also, this might sound familiar, and yes, it's Holden all over J.D. Salinger, and he would definitely nod in agreement. And also, Billy Joe Armstrong, Green Day's frontman, penned this homage to Holden after rediscovering the book as an adult. So, I guess this is a song for all those angsty people, or if you feel angsty, make sure to crank up some Green Day. And without further ado, let's give the song a go. The song is called Who Wrote Holden Caulfield by Green Day.
What's that burst in my head? Hey, I need to tell you what's new that I forgot. Was it just a dream that happened long ago? I think I just forgot. Well, it hasn't been the first time.
boy who bought his world and now he's getting lazy. There's no motivation and frustration, makes him crazy. Makes a plan to take a stand, but always in the city. Someone help him before he has gone and I'm quitting. There's no boy who bought his world and now he's getting lazy. There's no motivation and frustration, makes him crazy. Makes a plan to
That was Who Wrote Holy Caulfield by Green Day, always a classic. The fifth song that I will be playing today is called Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix. Before we go on to play this masterpiece, Jimi Hendrix, one of the most famous rock stars of history, with his iconic song Purple Haze. Before he was melting faces with his guitar riffs, Hendrix was just a regular kid named Buster who was obsessed with superheroes like Flash Gordon and loved doodling spaceships. But one fateful night in 1966, Hendrix sat down to write some lyrics, drawing inspiration from Philip Jose Farmer's sci-fi novel, Night of the Light. Now, this novel would be the inspiration of Purple Haze, published in 1957. He churned out page after page of lyrics, and what happened? Purple Haze happened. This song's title came from an alien planet mentioned in Farmer's book, described as covered in a mysterious purplish haze, quote unquote. Now, Purple Haze, fast-forwarding to 1967, becomes the second single for the Jimi Hendrix Experience. It's an instant hit and solidifies its place in rock history as one of the greatest guitar songs ever recorded. Chas Chandler, Hendrix's manager and a fellow sci-fi enthusiast, even claims that other tracks like Third Stone from the Sun and Up from the Skies pay homage to another sci-fi gem, George Stewart's Earth Abides. Now, Jimi Hendrix, the guitar god, drawing inspiration from the depths of science fiction to create musical magic. Here we are, Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix.
We'll be right back.
That was Purple Haze from Jimi Hendrix, always a classic to listen to. And if you're a fan of guitars, Jimi Hendrix is the man for you. Our sixth song for today is called Exit Music for a Film by Radiohead. And this song surprised me the most in relation to the inspirations from the artists. Now, for some context, this song was an inspiration, or was inspired by Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. And Romeo and Juliet, as you all know, is Shakespeare's timeless tale of love and tragedy. And fast forward a few centuries to Baz Luhrmann's 1996 adaptation, Romeo plus Juliet. This flick put a modern spin on the classic story and caught the attention of none other than Thom Yorke from Radiohead. Now, Thom was so inspired by Luhrmann's film, and of course the original play, that he whipped up a tune called Exit Music for a Film. And even though the song didn't end up on the movie's soundtrack, it found its home on Radiohead's iconic album, OK Computer. Now, the song, the content of the song, according to Thom, it's his take on why Romeo and Juliet didn't just ditch their families and run off together. Now, there's many reasons why people think that, but the lyrics paint a picture of rebellious teenagers sneaking away from their folks, parents, leaving all that family drama behind. And it's basically like a happier ending wrapped in some haunting melodies. And so if you're feeling rebellious, or if you're feeling like a rebel, please check this out. It's called Exit Music for a Film by Radiohead.
Wait from your sleep, the drying of your tears. Today we escape, we escape. Past and get dressed before your father hears us, before oh hell breaks loose. A song, a song to keep us warm. such a chill, such a chill.
That was Exit Music for a Film by Radiohead. A very compelling piece of music. Lots of eerie tones and just really gives you a sense of what a teenager might be feeling if you think about it in a deeper sense. But yeah, the next song is called Off to the Races by Lana Del Rey. And yeah, diving into some pop culture connections with Lana Del Rey and literature, we know, or I didn't know this, but Baz Luhrmann's stylish take on The Great Gatsby from 2013, well, Lana Del Rey lent her dreamy vocals to the hit single Young and Beautiful for that flick. And besides that, Off to the Races sparked some debate among critics. Some dug its fresh vibe, while others weren't too keen on Lana's rapping quote-unquote style. But here's the juicy part. The lyrics actually pay homage to Vladimir Nabokov's controversial novel, Lolita. And in Humbert Humbert's infamous line, "Lolita, light of my life, fire of my loins," Lana drops that line in the song, which is really cool, giving a nod to Nabokov's work. And also, the music video casts Lana as a modern-day Lolita herself. And so she really gained inspiration from this novel. And here's a fun fact. Lana was in her 20s when this video came out. So that was just a random fun fact for y'all. And yeah, this is a good song that blends and balances well with literature. And Lana does a really good job in just mixing up her own artistic mind with a little bit of spice, which was the inspiration from the novel Lolita. So this song is Off to the Races by Lana Del Rey.
A bad man, but I can't deny the way he holds my hand and he grabs me. He has me by my heart. He doesn't mind I have a Las Vegas past. He doesn't mind I have a LA crass way about me. He loves me with every beat of his cocaine heart. Swimming pool, glimmering darling, white bikini off with my red nail polish. Watch me in the swimming pool, bright blue ripples. You sitting, sipping on your black crystal. Do what I want. Light of my life, fire of my loins.
got a soul as sweet as blood red jam, and he shows me, he knows me, every inch of my tar black soul. He doesn't mind I have a flat, broke down life. In fact, he says he thinks it's why he might like about me, admires me the way I roll like a rolling stone.
Likes to watch me in the classroom, bathroom, chateau, mama, slipping on my red dress, putting on my makeup. Classroom, perfume, cognac, lilac fume.
Says it feels like heaven.
Was Off to the Races by Lana Del Rey. Now, we have already come to the end, almost the end, of Jess is Lit. Before we sign off, we have one more show, or one more song, and this song is called To the End by My Chemical Romance. Now, some quick context. My Chemical Romance, the kings of early 2000s emo vibes, hailing from New Jersey, these guys drew their name inspiration straight from Irvine Welsh's novel Ecstasy, Three Tales of Chemical Romance. Now, they didn't stop at just book titles for inspiration. One of their tunes, A Rose for Emily, takes a creep turn straight out of William Faulkner's Southern Gothic masterpiece. Faulkner's short story spins the tragic tale of Emily, a fallen aristocrat whose love story takes a seriously dark twist. And if you picture this, her lover's corpse turns up in her bed after her funeral. Now that's some crazy stuff right there. And so, inspired by A Rose for Emily, let's take a look at her last song of the day, To the End by My Chemical Romance.
He's always choking from the stench and the fume. The wedding party my resignation to the bottom.
The last song for today, To the End by My Chemical Romance. Now, I've been getting a lot of comments and reactions from people that listen to my show, saying how they really like my song contents, and even more than my poetry's. And so, I mean, I guess that's not surprising, because my poetry content, there's not much beats or hypeness to it. And so I am planning on continuing this on. I'm also really enjoying the song contents. And so that's it for today. Thank you all for tuning into Jess's Lit. I will be back again in 2 weeks with more songs, possibly. And so I hope everybody has a great evening and a great week. Happy Easter to you all. I know it was a couple days ago, but please stay safe on the roads if it gets wet. And I will see you in 2 weeks. Thank you all.
Don't know why.